Welcome to Microsoft Azure Government Onboarding. This onboarding session will provide an overview and highlight key best practices for Azure Government in the following areas. Understanding the different portals and tools to administer Azure Government, understanding the different roles and permissions within the Azure portals, learning how to create multiple departments, accounts, and subscriptions to split out billing and service workloads, and understanding your Azure Government credentials. First slide we're going to look at today is the Azure Government Hierarchy slide, and really what this does is it helps you think about and play through what your infrastructure may look like and how you want to build out Azure Government. The top layer here is your enrollment, and so this is your enterprise agreement and your invoice level. The next level down from that is your departments. So here we see Department A, Department B. One thing to note about departments is it is a completely optional layer in the hierarchy. As you can see, if we go down one more notch to the accounts, we look over to account D that does not have a department above it. With that said, we look under Department A, we can see it has two accounts underneath that, and Department B has one account, account C, underneath that. And really your accounts are going to be identities as provisioned within Azure Government Active Directory. And so you can have multiple accounts within a department, or you can have one account within a department, as we see there under Department B. We'll go down another layer to the service layer, where the subscriptions are held at. And really here, you can have multiple subscriptions underneath an account owner, or you could have one, much like the interface between account and department. As we can see under account owner A, there's multiple subscriptions underneath account owner B. There's only one subscription. And one thing to go back to note here, if we look at the way this hierarchy is set up, there's three examples listed here. The example all the way on the left under Department A, where there's multiple accounts and multiple subscriptions underneath an account owner, and Department B, where there's one account and one subscription, and all the way to the right, where there's one account and one subscription. Next slide we're going to look at is the Azure Government Portals Overview slide, and this highlights the three key portals within Azure Government. The first is the Enterprise Portal, the second is the Account Portal, and the third is the Management Portal. So the Enterprise Portal is ea.azure.com, the Account Portal is account.windowsazure.us, and the Management Portal is manage.windowsazure.us. And you'll notice on the Account Portal URL and also the Management Portal URL, there's an underline, and it's also bolded for .us. That's because the commercial version is .com and the government version is .us. So here below, we're going to go down through the function, screenshot of each, and also the roles within each. So started off in the Enterprise Portal, really the functions here are focused on setting up your Azure hierarchy, so your departments, your accounts, and subscriptions. The next section here, you're really going to create your enterprise admins, your department admins, and your account owners. Also, you're going to view usage and monetary commitment amount. There's a screenshot there to give you a little bit of a baseline or framework for you to see what the enterprise portal looks like. Also, the roles, enterprise admins, department admins, and account owners. And one thing you'll notice, account owners are also listed on the account portal. They do function from both places. Next section here is the account portal, and that's account.windowsazure.us, as mentioned. Here's where you're going to create your subscriptions, you're going to edit your subscription details, and you can also delete subscriptions. And below there's a screenshot that shows you what the account portal looks like with some valid subscriptions currently created. You can see there's three. There's also an add subscription button there at the bottom. And next is the management portal. And so this is manage.windowsazure.us. This is where we're going to deploy our services. It's also where we're going to manage our co-admins and manage our Azure Active Directory. And there's a screenshot there below highlighting the services currently in our demo environment, which we're going to jump into, but it's a screenshot of the management portal. And below that, you see the roles. So it's a service admin, a co-admin, and a global admin. On the last slide, we talked about the different portals in Azure Government. This slide, we want to talk about the different roles in Azure Government. The first role there at the top left is the Enterprise Admin role. They can add in additional enterprise admins, department admins, they can add departments, they can add or associate accounts to an enrollment, and they can view usage charges across all accounts and all subscriptions, and they can view monetary commitment balance for their enrollment. There is no limit to the number of enterprise admins an enrollment can have. To the right, we see the different types of identities that can be used for the enterprise admin role. The left one there that says GovAAD just means an Azure Government Active Directory identity can be used as an enterprise admin. Either that or an O365 identity can be used as an enterprise admin. Next role down is the department admin. They can edit department name, their cost center, they can manage department admins, they can add accounts to the enrollment and their departments, they can remove accounts from their departments, and they can view department charges if enabled by the enterprise admin. You'll notice as well here that these can either be Azure Government Active Directory identities, or they can be O365 identities. Next section down is the account owner. They can add subscriptions to the account. They can update the service admin and co-admin for a subscription. They can view usage data for their account and view usage charges. The account owner will not have visibility to the monetary commitment balance unless enabled by the enterprise admin. The account owner can only be an identity that comes from the Azure Government Active Directory. Service admin, they have the ability to access and manage subscriptions and develop projects within the Azure Government Management Portal. Service admin does not have access to the enterprise portal unless they have enterprise admin or department roles as well. And you'll see that needs to be an Azure Government Active Directory identity as well. And the co-admin functions pretty much the same exact way as a service admin. They're just added in at a later date to a subscription. There can be up to 199 co-admins per subscription. And global admin, the global admin has the ability to create identities, delete identities, and modify identities within the Azure Government Active Directory. They can also reset passwords. And the last role is the user role. This role is used when setting up an identity with an Azure Government Active Directory for an account owner, a service admin, or co-admin. This slide is really meant to be a summarization of the previous slide, breaking down the different types of roles in the various portals and how they associate to the identity types that can have them. And so on the left here, we see a work or school account as provisioned with an Azure Government Active Directory. Those identities can be enterprise admins, department admins, account owners, service admins, and co-admins. Essentially, the Azure Government Active Directory identities can be used in all roles in all portals. The worker school account, so this is primarily your O365, they can be provisioned as enterprise admins or department admins. So really just the enterprise portal. And the Microsoft accounts, this is your live.com, your outlook.com, and your hotmail.com. These types of identities are not recommended for Azure Government. So now we've established a framework for the various portals in Azure Government and the various roles in Azure Government. The next step really here is to transition into a demo of the Enterprise Portal. And the Enterprise Portal is ea.azure.com. And we'll see here, we're going to work left to right on this top section. So we're going to look at enrollment, department, account, and subscription. So on the left here, we see enrollment detail. This lists a number of details about the enrollment. A couple things specifically to keep an eye on. Authorization level, which is the fourth thing down there, should have work or school account cross-tenant. If it does not have that, make that flip on your end. And to do that, you just click on that little blue pencil and it will allow you to modify it. It shows you a start date or end date for the enrollment, shows you your billing cycle, and it'll also show you status. Support level and support coverage currently are not options, as you're enabled to have a free premier support contract as part of Azure Government. It's temporary until we roll out some additional support offers. Next option down is the Azure Marketplace. That is currently disabled across all of Azure Government. And the bottom two are deal with view usage charges. The top one there is for department admin, and the bottom is for account owner. And as we transition over to the right, we see administrator, and we see our full list of enterprise admins. And so if we want to modify an enterprise admin, we can just click on the little pencil here, highlight it, and you can see there'll be a drop-down menu. We'll see details about this enterprise admin, how frequent they want to receive notifications, if they want to turn some notifications off, if they want to change their notification contact, or if you want them to be read-only to the enrollment. If I want to delete this enterprise admin, I just click on the X. Also, if I want to add a new one in, I click on Add Administrator, click on Work or School Account here at the top, enter their email address, their notification contact, which would typically be their actual work or school account that they use within their organization. Notification frequency is entirely up to you. How often do they want to be notified of usage and consumption throughout the portal? Additional lifecycle notification suppressions. And the bottom is a read-only role. You can basically change this enterprise admin to be read-only, which means when they log in, they would not have access to make any modifications, i.e. add enterprise admins or department admins into the portal. In the bottom here, we have just notification contacts. These are primarily used if you want to just notify someone of usage and consumption in the enrollment. The next section is department, and in this demo environment, we have two different departments. One is called Ecosystem Test, and one is called BizOps. And we can see that each one of these has what's called a spending quota, and spending quotas are just that. It doesn't mean it's a hard stop, no services will turn off underneath that department. It's just a quota that you'll receive notifications on. So in this example, the Ecosystem Test has a spending quota of $5,000. And we can see below, they've set up notifications to be at the 50% threshold, 75, 90, and 100%. So as they progress through usage, these department admins will receive notifications of usage at those different thresholds. We can also see a status of the department here at the bottom. To the right, we can see the current department admins, and we can also add an additional administrator in. So if we click on Add Administrator, click on Work or School Account, enter an email address, confirm that email address, and then determine if we want to have that as a read-only role, much like the enterprise admin has the read-only role. And if we want to delete department admin, we can click on delete. If we want to modify it, we can modify it here as well. We can also see inactive departments along the top. So if we click this active inactive button, we can see we also have five inactive departments. If I want to add a new department, I can do that here by clicking on add department, choose a name, choose a cost center, and then a spending quota. So after departments in the hierarchy, we have accounts. And so here we can see accounts listed. And so these accounts are all of the accounts in all departments. And so if we want to filter, we can choose to filter by selecting this drop-down box. So we can see accounts within a specific department. For this demo, we really just kind of want to focus on the bigger picture. So we'll look at the accounts in all departments. By clicking this box, I can see active and inactive. So we can see we currently have an inactive status account. If I click on this button, it will show me only the active accounts. And so we can see we have account name, we have account owner, authorization type, we have a status, it shows a start date and end date, department, and then also a cost center. Now, one thing to note, these account owners will all have your Azure Active Directory identities. We can also add another account in if we want to. We click on Add Account. We choose Work or School Account. We choose a specific department if we want. We'll just make this plain. Choose a name. So this would typically be something like first name, last name, something like that. Email address. This is going to be the identity you've created in the Azure Gov Active Directory. And so this is going to be something at your Azure Gov Active Directory tenant. So we'll enter that in here. At the top, we'll also enter that in here where it says confirm email address. And then we would enter a cost center if we choose, and then we would click on add. If we want to modify a current account, we can click on this little pencil by the account name, and we can see when we click on it, we have some options here. We can choose a different account name, choose a different department, or choose a different cost center. We can also delete an account from here. We can change the account owner, and we can also transfer subscriptions from this account owner. So the last section here is your subscriptions. And subscriptions are really going to be your container for the services that are going to run within the management portal. And so you can see in this demo environment, we have 5 subscriptions currently. We can see the subscription names on the left here. We can see they can have the same names. The next column is a subscription GUID. They will not duplicate, so they'll always be a unique identifier per subscription. Start date and a status. And if I want to modify a subscription, I can do that here by just clicking on the pencil. We can see I can modify the cost center. If I want to add more subscriptions in, I just click on add subscription. What that will do is it will take me over to the account portal through which I can go ahead and create a new subscription. So we can see here we went through all of the sections in manage, and now we are down to the report side of the enterprise portal. And so across the top here, we have the usage summary, we have download usage, we have a price sheet, and we have Power BI reporting. This drop-down menu here will show us the different periods or years within our enrollment. We're going to look at the most current one here, which just so happens to be November of 2015 through October 2016. If you have a monetary commitment amount, that shows up here at the beginning of your term. In this case, in this demo environment, we had a $12,000 monetary commitment amount. And so we can see as usage happens, November, December, January, February, March, April, this monetary commitment amount does go down. It shows us a nice graphical perspective here of what each month looks like. We also then see the actual numbers here off to the right. If you want to zoom into a specific month, let's say I want to see usage for November, we click on it and we can see down here November does show up. We can filter based on departments, accounts, or subscriptions. And so depending on what options we choose here, these service names and usage charges will change. So let's say, for example, I want to see only things that were in a department called Azure BizOps. And I only want to see things that were in ABO Prod. And I only want to see things in a specific subscription. I can do that by choosing each one of these drop-down boxes. Then if I want to go back and see all of all, I can do that as well. And so here on the left side, we see a service name, we see unit measure, we see consumed units, we see charged units, we see unit price, and then finally we see usage charge along the right. So if we choose to get more granular and move away from the actual graphs and move into an actual CSV file that we can download, there's a download usage section here. We can choose a date range, we can select accounts, and we can choose a specific account if we want. So it's entirely up to us how we want to slice and dice our data. So let's just say we want to choose all accounts. We click on request usage data. This will pull open a CSV file and it shows it's processing. And once it's done, we'll be able to download that and pull it into Excel and then put some additional graphs or slice it and dice it however we want. Next, we see the price sheet. And so the price sheet is a listing of all the services and the unit price and units of measure and actually the service name. The best recommendation I can provide here to find Gov services, this is a list of all services with across Azure, is to type up here in Gov, and then you'll begin to see the actual Gov services as denoted with US Gov at the end. And so it shows units of measure, included quantity, a part number, and then also a unit price. And last but not least is the integration of Power BI reporting. And so if you're not familiar with Power BI reporting, it's great. It can be used as a web dashboard for a ton of data, a ton of information to be displayed. It pulls real time from the enterprise portal. So there's a few steps to set it up and to access it, but once it's set up, you can actually use that web dashboard to view usage and consumption across your enrollment. Going down from reports, we see there is a notification section, and what this does is it highlights any notifications we want to make you aware of, whether it's new features or new roles or anything like that. That will show up here under the notification section. As we switch down from notifications into help section, we can see there's a nice glossary here of consistently laid out methods on how to do specific functions within Azure Government. So we have things like, how do I create a department? How do I add a department admin? How do I add a new account? How do I delete an account? How can I create a subscription? Things like that. So you can see there's a full list here on how to do some of the most common and even some more advanced things within the enterprise portal. So it's a great self-help document for you to use as needed. So the next component of this demo is actually going to be the transition over to the management portal. But one thing before we do that, to summarize the enterprise portal, key functions there as we've gone through are really to manage and create your enterprise admins, your department admins, your account owners, and even subscriptions. Also, it's the best place and the key place to view your usage information. But as we talk about that, I want to transition over into the actual management portal, and that is manage.windowsazure.us. You'll know you're in the right spot if you're, it says Microsoft Azure Government here in the top left. The commercial management portal is manage.windowsazure.com. Just ensure you're going to manage.windowsazure.us. And so here, once we're in, we can see the identity we're logged in with. In this case, I'm logged into a test tenant, which is called abotest.microsoft.com. We can see the all items that we have running here. So these are the services I have running. We can see the full list of services here along the left. The key service I want to focus on right now is the Active Directory. So we go down here, we'll click on Active Directory. It will display your specific domain name for Azure Government. We'll go ahead and click on that. We'll see a number of options along the top. The key focus right now is to get additional users at the Azure Government identity. So click on Users. It will then display a full list of users that are currently within that tenant. I want to go down here and let's click on Add User, and let's add Test 1234 as a username. We see we cannot modify that tenant name. Click on Next. And we'll click on first name, and we'll give them a last name, and then a display name. And then here really is where we're going to talk about the role. So remember from earlier slide, we talked about the user role versus a global admin role. The user role is really going to be how you're going to set up your account owners and your co-admins. The global admin role has rights to delete users from the Azure Government Active Directory, reset passwords, and also add additional users in. So let's just give this identity the user role. We'll click on Next. We'll bring us to a screen that says, do you want to get a temporary password to create after creating this account? And then you would click on Create. It would generate a temporary password for this account, and then you would send that over to the actual users business account or organizational account for them to log into the enterprise portal. This slide highlights the services and support resources that are available to you as an Azure Government customer. The first one to highlight here is the support request form. And so this is really for questions about enterprise portal access, administration, onboarding requests, technical service requests, things like that can all be routed directly to this support link. So aka.ms/AzureGovSupport. Help for links down there below. So you see the three portals. We see a service dashboard. SLA or service level agreements are listed there, and also services deployed in Azure Government.